Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources.
One, two, three.
You are listening to Mixing Music with DK. I'm your host, DK. Yep, I never change. I'm always here. I want to dedicate this episode to receiving and giving feedback on a mix. As a mixing engineer, you've probably have a few friends where you've said, hey, can you listen to my music and listen to my mix and give me some feedback? And sometimes you get really good feedback that you're like, oh my gosh, that just changed the mix. And sometimes it's like, wow, I did that on purpose, you dummy. And this is an episode that will talk a little bit about that. Let's first talk about receiving feedback. A little preface before I get into this. If you have not read Seven Habits, by Stephen Covey, you really need to read Seven Habits. It's a really great book that focuses on the characters, not specific charisma building quick fixes. So for example, the book will focus on being kind and being grateful rather than you should say thanks and you should remember people's names, which is important, but less about techniques or charisma things, and more about your inner character, like who you are as a person. I really believe who you are as a person is super important. I believe what we do as audio people is 95% people working with people, and that's what it is. But receiving feedback, this is huge. Never should you ever receive feedback and be upset about it. Now I say this because now there might be times where the guy's just a dirtbag and he just hated on you and was like, wow, you deserve to go to hell for doing this terrible mix. Like that's mean. And obviously when people are mean, it's okay to be upset. But if you get upset from feedback that is rational and was meant to be beneficial to you and you get upset about it, that's your bad. That is your fault. And quite honest, that says a lot about your character and might be the reason why you aren't doing as well as you want to be, if that is a thing. Now, I say this for many reasons. One, us as people need to be humble and grateful. Now, being grateful, a big thing Gary Vee talks about, being grateful is huge. Like, being grateful is everything. The reason why you're happy with your work and happy with what you do is because of the gratitude that you have. You ask for feedback, be grateful that you got it. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be. Don't judge me. I'm not judging you. I'm fairly religious. And I will say that when we say our prayers, the reason why we give thanks isn't for God, it's for us. I really believe that. And I really believe the more thankful we are, the better and happier we are as people. Even if you aren't religious, that's just psychological. That's just the way humans are made. That's just truth in its purest form. I will say receiving feedback, asking for feedback is really, really important. One of the few ways that you grow is by having a really tight feedback circle, like someone or a group of people that you can go to constantly and the feedback comes back really quick. If you do not have a feedback loop, a good feedback loop, and no one to send your mixes to, you're missing out. A lot of people mix music and hear music in different ways, and although sometimes their feedback is not the style that you were looking for, or the vibe or the sound that you're looking for, the fact that you kind of have open opportunities to improve your song, potentially improve your song, that's really important. Knowing where your friends are at as far as mentally, like knowing what fresh ears stick out to a mix and knowing what fresh ears are hearing and what they're vibing with, you know. Maybe the point of your song is that the snare is supposed to be super loud and that's like the vibe of the song. And maybe you're worried that the snare is too loud, but the guy that gave you feedback didn't say anything about the snare. You know, maybe he wasn't worried about it because it sounds great. Or the opposite. Maybe you thought it was too quiet and he said, yep, it's too quiet. You know, that's great. It's great feedback. Getting feedback is really important. Asking for feedback is really important. Again, getting that feedback loop really tight and close is really important and one of the best ways that you can improve quickly. Now, as far as giving feedback, I have a lot to say on this, and I have a lot of emotional feelings about this. I want to start off by saying the best feedback I've received over the years has been pretty minimal, in the sense that the best feedback that I've received and actually made my mix better and my client more happy over the years was not a huge list of minute detail changes. It was someone saying, hey, the vibe is real right and I'm really vibing to the song, but what takes away from the feeling of the song is the snare is a little bit too loud for my taste. And that's a big key word there, for my taste. I think that a lot of mixing engineers, and you as a mixing engineer, do things on purpose. For example, make that snare too loud. Make that kick not as big as your other, whatever it is, right? Make that vocals really bright and really loud. Sometimes other mixing engineers hear music differently and prefer different styles. But knowing when giving feedback, knowing when the mix, things in the mix are done intentionally and when things in the mix are left because of a lack of attention to details. This is big. Being able to tell when things in a mix are done on purpose is a skill in itself. This takes practice, and this takes a lot of understanding about the fact that mixing in the end is not supposed to be technical. It's about, hey, does this song sound good? Especially relative to other music, right? Giving feedback is super important as much as asking for feedback. If not more than asking for feedback, giving feedback, you can help make or break a mix. And on top of that, you can help make or break a friend. Giving feedback to someone and being like quite rude, let's say the mix sucks. You get it and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I have way more than just feedback. You need to turn your life around, bro. This is not something you should be doing. This just sucks. That's what you want to say. But you better not say that. If you really want to, you can go down that path, and that is your choice, and that's how you lose friends. Don't really recommend that. I will say that giving feedback is a great way to make friends, to build friendships, and to kind of give emotional support to a mixing engineer. A lot of time, anybody that's doing music, we're all just wimps that want attention and love ourselves. Like, that's, you can't do music and not love yourself a little bit. Let's be honest. And you can't like want like words of affirmation. Like, as a musician, or the reason, like, doing music, everybody wants words of affirmation. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. Everyone wants to feel like they're doing a good job. Like, there's not a single person that I know in the music industry that's like, oh, you tell me I'm crap? Well, that just makes me, yeah, I don't care. You know, everybody cares a little bit. Some people care less, but everybody cares a little bit. I mean, we wouldn't do music. If you're doing music for yourself and only for yourself and never plan to release any of your music or not even share it with your really close friends or even family members, like, you're rare. Most people do music for other people, and that's the way it should be. Like, the selfless act of giving some people something to listen to is the reason why we're doing this. All right, some people say it's selfish, but I'm saying it's selfless because we're giving them a reason to enjoy life or to feel different emotions about life. But giving feedback is a great way to build relationships, and I want to really focus on this because some people really just want words of affirmation, or just like they just want to know that they're doing things right. This is like incredible. Like, this is so strange to me that, first off, people receiving feedback kind of get so heartbroken over stupid stuff that like is meant to be given in good terms. But also people giving feedback, like, hey, you got to remember that this is how people, anybody, including yourself, this is how you receive feedback. Sometimes people just want to hear like, yeah, it sounds great. You know, the other week I had my friend, I asked him for feedback on a song of a mix that was pretty important. And I just said, hey, like, can you listen to this for me? Give me some feedback. Partially, I just wanted to know that I'm doing a good job. And also partially, I was really genuinely curious for feedback. I wanted to know what they heard and what they thought I could improve in to enhance the song even further. When he's like, yo, I'm gonna listen to it, I'm gonna take it seriously, that made me feel good because I knew he was gonna take it seriously, right? He didn't just listen to it willy-nilly. Like, if someone asks you, I would hope that if someone asks me, like, if I ask someone, I would hope that that person would take the time to actually listen to it. So this person, my friend, he said, yeah, let me take the time to listen to it. A few hours later, he texts me, and the only thing he says is, wow, this song is dope. This mix is jamming. Oh, it feels really good. Who is this artist? Like, these, like, really kind words that made me feel as genuinely interested, and he genuinely liked the song and the mix. And after that, I was like, oh, thanks, man. You know, just kind of, like, taking the compliments. And then a few hours, and he said, oh, let me listen to this a little bit more, and I'll get back to you with more feedback. Like, I'll get back to you. Like, let me listen to it in depth with a couple other people, you know? And again, that just made me feel like, wow, like, this guy's taking this seriously. As well as he just made me feel good. He made me feel like I'm in the right direction, you know? Maybe the direction can be improved a little bit, but I'm in the right direction. The next day, he texted me back, and he's like, yeah, man, I was just thinking, like, the cymbals and the drums can be turned a little bit down, and there's something going on in the compression in this track I can hear. Why don't you take a look at those? But this song is dope. Like, and I did. So I turned down the cymbals a little bit, and I turned down the compression a little bit on the track they talked about, and it was great. Those were great decisions. And the fact that I listened to that guidance, that feedback, like, made the song better, and the client was even happier from it. I want to share a little story or a little phrase. This is an ancient Japanese secret, just kidding, but it sounds like something my Japanese mom would say. To feed a horse an onion, you must first feed it 3 apples. Ponder it, think about that. There's a lot of truth in that. Basically, I really don't need to explain it, but basically saying, hey, compliment a guy 3 times before telling him what they need to do to improve. And if they get mad from genuine good feedback that you meant with great intention, only to help them, and the purpose of helping them feel better and, becoming closer as friends, if you meant it in goodwill, but they still lash out, you know, that's on them. At that point, that's on them. And you can't always control that. So then you realize, oof, not to send this guy any work, not to send this guy, you know, any projects or work with this guy in the future. Like, you find out over time. But in general, I think that it's important that you receive feedback well and you give feedback well. And tightening that feedback loop and getting it with good people, making it a great feedback loop, is extremely important and a way to further your career and your skills. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to Mixing Music with DK. Feel free to email me any questions. DEEKEI mixes@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @DKMixes. I have a Twitter, although that's less important than my Instagram. And have a great day. Stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. If you can't get enough of the Mixing Music podcast and want 3 times the amount of episodes every week, subscribe to our exclusive content for only $4 a month or $40 a year at mixingmusicpodcast.com/exclusive. Happy mixing, my friends, and enjoy the show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.